Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you a very cool, simple text editor that allows you to share notes between your Mac and iOS devices, whether they be your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And the way this application works is via your iCloud account, and you install this app on your iOS device, iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, and install the Mac version on your Mac. And whatever you type into the text edit part of the application, because that's what it's based around, it gets shared between all your devices straight away. So the actual app is called Single Text. That's S-I-N-G-L-E, and then the word text after that. And basically, what I want to show you is what happens when you plonk stuff on the Mac. You can pick it up on the iOS device, and you plonk stuff in the app on the iOS device, and you can pick it up on the Mac. So first of all, let me say that in this case, my Mac is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I'm currently sitting at the desktop on my Mac Air. As far as my iPhone in this case is concerned, my iOS device, it's currently sitting at the home screen that contains the Single Text application. And by the way, both of the applications, both for the iOS device and for the Mac, are available in the appropriate App Store on either operating system. So in the iOS App Store you can find Single Text, and in the Mac App Store you can find Single Text. And basically you install them, and there's no setup involved. It's all reliant on your iCloud account. So first of all, let me go and run the application on my Mac. So to make sure that we're on the desktop, let's move to it with Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
Let's jump to the Applications folder by doing Shift Command A for Applications.
App now in Applications window, List View.
Okay, and I'm going to jump straight down to Single Text by just typing in S-I-N-G-L.
Single Text dot app 23/10/112.
Okay, and you might have heard it say .app. That's because I've got my extensions turned on in Finder so that I know exactly what type of file I'm about to open or access. So let's open Single Text by doing Command O.
Open. Single text window, voiceover settings activity, empty edit text insertion at end of text, has keyboard focus.
Now we're already interacting with the text. If I just do VO left arrow or Control Option left arrow to move word by word.
Text, single, and, misspell, demos, to, least, at, top of document.
Top of document. So let's just read it. I'm just going to do VOA or Control Option A just to read the window.
At least two demos, misspelled, dictabulous, and single text.
Okay, so that was two notes for myself this evening when I'm doing this first recording, to do two demos this evening on Dictabulous, which is using Siri to dictate into your Mac, and Single Text, which I'm demoing now. So let's just check that and see if that same information's on my iPhone. So I'll just grab my iPhone, and I'll just touch on the app for Single Text.
Single Text.
Okay, and of course to open up an application or an app on your iPhone, it's one finger double tap. And you'll notice that I don't have my hints currently turned on with VoiceOver. So let me open that up. One finger double tap.
Single text.
Single text.
Action. Button.
And one finger flick to the right.
Single text. Heading.
One finger flick to the right.
Edit. Button. At least again. Two demos. Dictabulous. And single text. Text feel.
Okay. So that's the exact same text that I've got on my Mac. Let me just do one finger flick to the left to come off the edit area.
Edit button.
And we'll go back to that in a minute when I'm about to change the edit field. So I'm actually going to delete the text out of Single Text on my Mac. So I'm going to do Command A to highlight all.
At least two demos, misspelled, dictabulous, and single text, highlighted.
Okay, and of course Command Backspace.
Selection deleted.
To delete it. So I'm going to type another note to myself, and I'm going to do
tomorrow. I must remember to do a demo of booklet. Period.
And auto spelling just changed Bookly to Booklet. Bookly is an application to read EPUB books on your Mac, which works pretty well with VoiceOver and is pretty good with low vision access on the Mac as well. So that's my note to myself tomorrow to do a podcast on Bookly, not Booklet. So let's go back to the iPhone. Let's do a one finger flick to the right back to the text edit area.
Tomorrow I must remember to do a demo of Booklet text field.
So I want to edit that, so because it said booklet. So let me do one finger flick to the left.
Edit button.
One finger double tap on edit.
Text field is editing. Tomorrow I must remember to do a demo of booklet.
Okay, one finger double tap again.
Insertion point at start.
Okay, one finger double tap again.
Insertion point at end.
So find the delete button on the keyboard.
Delete.
Period. T. E. L. K. O. O. B.
Okay, let's retype in Bookly. So I'm going to do Shift.
Shift. Selected. Capital B. O. O. K. L. Bookle. E.
Okay, and I'm going to do a space.
Space. Bookle.
Misspelled.
No, it says misspelled. We know it's Bookly, so it's B-O-O-K-L-E or Bookle. I guess who knows how to pronounce it once speech synthesizers get involved. So I've made that change, so I'm going to go back and touch on the text editor so I'm off the keyboard.
Bookle.
Misspelled.
Okay, so I just touched towards the top of the screen away from the on-screen keyboard. One finger flick to the left.
Done. Button.
One finger double tap on the done button.
Edit.
Okay, so now if I come back to my Mac. Okay, so we should be on still on the same line on single text on my Mac. So I'm just going to read current line with V-O-L, Contraption L.
Tomorrow I must remember to do a demo of misspelled Bookle.
Okay, so no longer says booklet, it says Bookle. Okay, so let's just do one more final change. I'm just going to come back to my iPhone again. And this time...
Tomorrow I must remember... Edit. Button.
Finger double tap.
Text field is editing. Tomorrow I must remember to do a demo of Bookle.
And this time I'm going to do a two-finger rotate around to edit.
Words. Lines. Edit.
One finger flick up.
Select all.
Select all, one finger double tap.
Select all, paste, menu item.
Okay, one finger flick down.
Copy, cut.
And one finger double tap on cut.
Tomorrow I must remember to do a demo of Bookle. Cut, text field, is editing.
Okay, so that's now blank. And now I'm just going to type in a phone number that I have to ring tomorrow. And in this case, I'm just going to cheat and just type 1234 on the on-screen keyboard.
More, numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And space.
Spat 12,345.
So we've typed in our change. Depart. I'm just going to go back and touch the top of the screen.
12,345.
Okay, that's the supposed telephone number. One finger flick to the left.
Done. Button.
One finger double tap on done.
Edit.
Okay, put the iPhone down. Let's come back to the Mac. Recurrent line with V-O-L, Ctrl-Option-L.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, and let's put the change in. So as you can see, it's very quick and very easy to share just a quick note for yourself between your iOS devices and your Mac, or Macs in my case. I've actually got single text installed on my MacBook Pro, Mac Air, and my iMac. And my iOS devices, I've got it installed on my iPhone, iPod Touch, and my iPad 2. So that concludes this demonstration of single text to sharing notes between your iOS devices and the Mac. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.